this is a really, really delicate area, and it's delicate because for some, gift giving can mean so much. And sometimes the underlying question is, do you really know me? And so I think it does create for people a lot of, you know, questions around their relationship. And then there's others that couldn't care less, really. Mm.
Yeah,
so
totally.
That they're not interested in what they're going to get, and it doesn't really matter to them at all.
The hookup. Love and f***ing on Triple J.
Warning, sex and adult themes.
Hey, Hannah Riley here. Thanks for listening to the Hookup Podcast. The holiday season is well upon us. So on the podcast, we're talking about the emotional and relationship shitstorm that can be summer. Whether it's dealing with your partner's relatives or wanting to break up but kind of not wanting to do it smack bang in the middle of Christmas. There's plenty going on during this time period. Soon you're going to hear from relationship specialist Melissa Ferrari on ways that you can avoid the holidays being painful. But first up, we're talking gift giving, and Alicia gave us a call on a terrible gift an ex gave her that actually made her question the relationship.
He actually once gave me a plastic bag filled with a very basic box of tea from Woolworths.
Whoa! How do you respond to that?
I didn't know how to respond to that, really. I think I felt just flabbergasted and maybe like it would be better to not get me a gift at all.
Totally, because you don't want to react in a way that's like, I can't believe you didn't get me something better, because then you're the dick.
You're the asshole.
Yeah, yeah. So it's an impossible position to be put in. So just out of curiosity, how long do you guys last after that?
About a month.
Cool. That's fair enough. That's what I would call lenient.
Yes. Well, I was a bit confused at the time because I was quite in love with the guy.
Alicia.
So, yeah.
You gave him love and he gave you a box of tea in a plastic bag.
That's correct. Yeah. Oh. He's Chinese restaurant.
Thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Bye.
You're listening to The Hookup with Hannah Riley on Triple J. Here with us is someone who thinks we should do away with the ritual of gift giving altogether, including the holiday season, comedian Alexi Toliopoulos. Alexi, why do you hate gift giving, you bloody Scrooge?
Okay, I resent being called a Scrooge. I am a joyful, jolly, tubby boy who is the embodiment of the Christmas spirits, but gift giving, it stinks. We've got to get rid of it. I really dislike, more than buying a gift for someone, which I think has so much pressure for it, I hate receiving gifts even more, I would say.
Why?
Because it's just that pressure of building up when you're opening the present. And you're like, God, what is it? What can it be? And you start freaking out. What if it's something that I really want and something too special? What if something I don't even know that I want? Or what if it's something that I don't want whatsoever? And you just get that real feeling of dread just building up in me and just like worry about what my reaction's gonna be.
I get that too. It's like, what do I do with my face if it's bad?
It's worse than when you get like the happy birthday when everyone's singing it around you and you're just standing there not knowing what to do. It's worse than that because the eyes are on you and they know the reaction that they want is just like unbridled joy. But I can't fake that. I can't fake joy. I've got a lot of it naturally, but to make it up, I don't know how to do it. I'm a bad actor.
You're listening to The Hookup. We asked you to get in touch with me, 1-300-055-536, of have you ever gotten a gift over the holidays that's been so shit it's made you reconsider your whole relationship? Liz from the Central Coast, what gift were you given?
We were about 19 and my boyfriend at the time decided to give me, it was the first Valentine's Day present he gave me, and it was to puppetry of the penis at Blacktown RSL.
Oh my gosh. What a show though. That's something you can remember forever.
Honestly, I had one drink and I had to go vomit. And I don't know if I was sick, but I suspect it was the fact that I was watching puppetry of Venus. And he seemed to enjoy it more than I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, this feels like more of a gift for him than for you.
It was just, I feel like I'm quite easygoing and that was, it just didn't sit well with me.
And so are you guys still together?
No.
Oh, shocker. That one's crazy. How did you react when, because Alexi was saying before he has trouble faking joy when being given a gift. Did you manage to pull it off?
I think I did more for myself. I just had to sort of like remain positive the whole night. Look, it was kind of funny, but it was just a bit gross.
So also, grim.
The environment was just a bit weird and the people there, they were, I don't know, it just really freaked me out a bit. It just wasn't my vibe, that's all. Yeah.
Fair enough, Liz.
It's such a risky show to take someone to. I can't believe someone would have the gall to do that.
I know. I think it's interesting. I mean, I wonder what he does for Valentine's Day now. I just think about it sometimes.
Oh, every year, puppetry, the penis, no matter who it is. Thanks so
is
much.
Is it
for
on every year?
Oh, well,
it's still going.
Fingers crossed.
New cast members every year.
Thanks so much, Liz.
Thanks, bye.
Lisa from Randwick, you were given a pretty good breakup gift. What happened?
It was a good breakup gift. I was kind of like, it was all about how that, you know, I never got gifts. I never got birthday gifts. I never got anything. And I, you know, it was part of like just the fact that I had to move on. Mm-hmm. And then as a parting gift, he gave me just like the best retro radio. And I think for an entire year, I never actually turned it off. It was just like on for a year. So we got back together again.
Wow. What?
It was such a good gift.
So, wait.
Oh my, that's magic. That's amazing.
So did you just met?
No. We've been in a long-term relationship and it sort of got into a bit of a groove. And it was like, you know, I don't know, I kind of felt it sort of started to go bad and I was like, yeah, this is falling apart. He doesn't even know I exist. So I'll just, you know, I'll let it go. And then this parting gift was just, I kept looking at the radio and thinking, wow, that's a really cool gift. And then, you know, and I just kept having it on. And then he'd come around and I go, you know, thank you so much for that gift, you know, because we were supposed to be pretending we were just friends now. Like we'd moved on, right? And we were just friends. And I was like, oh, that was the best gift you've ever given me. So, yeah, we got back together after about a year. Then we're still together.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
From this magical radio. So whenever he was around, you were like, oh, look at the radio. And this is like the new cornerstone of your relationship.
I know. It's crazy. And I've still got it on now. Like, I just had to turn it off just to take
the my gosh.
Wow, the power of radio, guys. It's literal.
I hope we're getting couples back together right now as we speak over our voices.
Lisa, look, congrats and thanks so much for giving us a call.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm here with comedian Alexi Toliopoulos, who hates giving gifts, hates receiving gifts. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing from you of all of the worst gifts that you've ever gotten from a partner. And it can sometimes tear a relationship apart. One of my favourites is from Katie in Sydney that says, my boyfriend is constantly writing a gift idea on a card. Like, your present is a trip to Hawaii, but I've never actually received anything.
That's really
good.
That is
the cheekiest idea ever. And another one of you says, so for my 21st, my ex got me an ironing board and a set of scales to weigh myself.
Oh my gosh.
You need to dump that person immediately.
Get rid of them.
And there's another one about a scale that says, my dad bought my mum a $400 bathroom scales for her 60th birthday that read your metabolic age. Her metabolic age was 72. She hated it.
I can imagine like the thought process that went behind that, how like, oh, you know, this is an expensive gift. They'll probably like it. It's something that they use every day, but just not understanding the emotional ramifications.
Never, ever, ever scales.
No.
Ever.
It's not a good prezi.
Alexi, thanks so much for joining us on The Hookup.
Thank you for having me. Thanks so much, Hannah. Have a lovely holiday season yourself.
Oh, you too. Bless you. Right now we're talking about the relationship hell that can be gift giving, because some people can take it really seriously. It can be the kind of embodiment of how you feel about someone. Joining us to unpack this is psychotherapist and relationship specialist Melissa Ferrari. Thanks for coming back, Melissa.
Hi, how are you? Lovely to be here.
So people reconsidering their marriages over the giving and receiving of gifts. What is that all about?
Oh, I'd probably be wondering what's actually going on there. There could be something a little bit underlying maybe. But I think that when you are reconsidering, it is important to think about things like what you do like to get from your partner, because it's important that you know each other. Because if you know each other, you've got a lot better chance of the relationship having longevity and closeness and all the intimacy. So, you know, I think that this is a really, really delicate area, and it's delicate because for some, gift giving can mean so much. And sometimes the underlying question is, do you really know me? And so I think it does create for people a lot of, you know, questions around their relationship. And then there's others that couldn't care less, really.
Yeah,
so
totally.
That they're not interested in what they're going to get, and it doesn't really matter to them at all.
Scott from Guildford, what did you get one Christmas?
One Christmas I got an engagement teddy bear off my girlfriend of 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah. I thought she was joking and I laughed it off and it turned out she wasn't joking.
So when you say engagement teddy bear, what is that?
Yeah, so it was a big fluffy teddy bear and she said, I can't get you a ring, but this is my symbol of wanting to get engaged.
And what did you say?
I just laughed and said, yeah, that's funny. Where's my actual gift?
And what did she say?
She was pretty upset and she said, no, I'm being serious. I'm being dead serious.
Was there any indication of you guys getting married at all before this?
No, none at all.
So I'm guessing you guys didn't last too long after the engagement teddy bear.
Nah, not really.
Oh my God, that's got to be up there with. I mean, can you have you ever managed to top that with a weirder present than that?
Nah.
And I doubt you will in your lifetime. Thanks so much for calling, Scott.
No worries.
An engagement teddy bear.
Awkward.
Yeah, very. That's a pretty intense way to propose to someone after 3 months.
It is. That's dropping a very, very big hint, I think. Yeah. And I think if you weren't ready, that would be a big surprise to anybody. But, you know, maybe she really wanted to get married.
Every time I've talked to this about this with someone else, they've brought up the concept of love languages when it comes to gift giving. Could you explain what that is?
Yeah, well, Gary Chapman wrote a great book and it's called The Languages of Love. He wrote it in 1995, so it's actually been around for quite a while. He even went on to write about the languages of love for singles as well, if you want to check it out. But the five languages he talks about are quality time. Now, see, we all have different areas that appeals to us, that kind of turns us on, that gets us excited about our partner. And so he talks about quality time. And so that they are the kind of people that if you spend time with them, it's really, really valued and enriches the relationship. Then words of affirmation, like I love you, or, you know, I think you're gorgeous, or you're special to me. Or gifts. Some people really, really like gift giving. And so those kind of people, if you can find something special to them, it can go a long way. Acts of service, doing something very kind for your partner, or physical touch. And so of those five, what's really important to do is to work out what your partner really likes. And I think that there's ways of actually kind of asking these questions, you know, like just, I mean, you can just ask, of course. Yeah. Name the five and say, what do you like? But I think it's important to listen to your partner and listen to what they actually say. They will use words. And, you know, if their face lights up when you do give them a compliment, well, then you know you're hitting the spot there with words of affirmation. If they are someone that's dropping hints around gifts all the time, well, then that's somebody that does like gifts.
The Hookup on Triple J.
So the holiday season is coming up and chances are you might be having to go to your boyfriend or girlfriend's family home for some kind of meal. But what if they really don't like you or you don't like them? Or if you're seeing someone new and having to introduce them to your family for the very first time? I'm joined by psychotherapist and relationship specialist Melissa Ferrari. Melissa, why can families be so judgmental when it comes to who we date?
Oh, I think they can be very protective of you, that they want to make sure that that person is the right one. And so they can think that they might even have those liberties to be able to say, you know, I like them or I don't like them. But I think what's really important, if you are bringing somebody in to your family and you haven't met them or they haven't met each other, or you do know that they don't like that person, first of all, what I'd be doing is thinking about, you know, why don't they like them? Because, you know, if it's your parents or your family that does have your back, it's probably a good idea to ask them, because they might be able to give you some information that you might need to know, because when you're all kind of loved up, you don't, you can't always see the wood for the trees. But I also think that it's important that if you are bringing someone in, you know, have their back, because you are bringing someone into a new environment. And so they are going to have their little anxieties and stresses. So I think you do need to take care of them and sort of say, you know, my family can be a bit difficult sometimes, or if you feel a bit stressed out, just, you know, use a code word, say I'd like a cocktail, or say some kind of word that alarms you to the fact, you know, that I'm feeling a little bit anxious right now because you're not feeling comfortable.
Daniel from Griffiths, what's it like taking your new partner to Christmas?
Where I am in a country town, Griffiths, Griffiths back then was still pretty close-minded. There weren't a lot of people that were open to the idea of same-sex couples in the first place, let alone in a religious Catholic Italian family.
Wow, yeah.
The way I done it is that before Christmas, I introduced my partner at the time, who was 12 years older than me, so a fair bit of age difference, to all the grandparents and my parents and everything like that, and my brother and sister. I knew that as long as they were fine with them, everybody else, the extended family, would kind of follow their lead.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the grandparents weren't uncomfortable and my parents weren't uncomfortable, then everything was sweet because, you know, it's one of those things of they care more about whether or not I'm happy than their own personal views, which is one thing I've always loved about my family. Like, there's always that support there. No matter what you choose to do, as long as you're not hurting anybody, they don't care.
Oh, that's really cool. And so when you first introduced your partner, you introduced him as your partner, right? It wasn't like, this is my friend or this is my very close friend. You're like, this is my boyfriend?
I introduced him to my grandparents and my parents as my boyfriend. But as far as everybody else knew, like, they knew better. They knew I was only saying that he's my friend.
Yeah.
So the younger kids wouldn't ask questions.
Oh, okay. That's interesting that they were worried about the children. Won't somebody think of the children?
No, like, I was worried that the kids would be asking questions like, wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
Why aren't you, how is he a boyfriend and you're a boy? How does that work?
Yeah, classic.
Because in a country town, you're not really exposed to that sort of stuff as a kid or growing up. It's things you learn about later on in life.
Yeah. Well, look, no time like the present.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everybody in my family knows, all my friends know that I'm gay and everything like that, and they don't care. But all they care about is that I'm happy and I care about the same for them.
And how did your partner handle being brought into this big family occasion?
He was a little bit overwhelmed because he's not from a big family. He's from a very, very small family.
Yeah.
Only like, you know, three sisters and a few nieces and nephews. Christmas was never a big occasion for him. Whereas with my family, it's one of those things of you have a long extended table.
It's a big deal.
And one person will yell out from the other end, oh, can somebody pass down the garlic bread and this thing pass from hand to hand to hand to hand.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for getting in touch with us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, good. Thanks for that.
You're listening to The Hookup with Hannah Riley. We're doing a bit of a holiday special tonight because, you know, the holiday times are fast approaching and it can be an absolute shitstorm when it comes to relationships. One of you says, I'm meant to be bringing my new boyfriend home for Christmas lunch with my crazy family and then going to his place for apparently more normal family Christmas, so afraid mine will scare him off. I'm here with Melissa Ferrari, who is a relationship specialist. That's a really valid concern, isn't it, of being judged by your new partner for your crazy family?
Absolutely. And I think it's a good idea to have a bit of a chat with your boyfriend before you introduce him and just say, you know, I'm just going to tell you about this certain auntie or my mum or my brother that has little quirks and does some strange things sometimes. Just fill them in on what to actually expect. But again, what I think is really important is that if you're bringing someone new in, is to really, you know, take care of them and let them know that there might be a little bit of things that you might find a little bit strange, but, you know, really we're okay, and let them know that you'll take care of them in that environment. Because I think when you're starting a relationship, you've got to set it up right from the beginning that I'm always going to have your back. So I would be approaching it that way.
Tyler from Campbelltown, you've got a bit of an event coming up that you might need some advice for. What's happening for you?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
So I'm American. I've lived here 6 years, and my mom's coming over in January just for a visit. She's never been here.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend I've been with for a year now is pretty nervous to meet her. So I guess advice would be good. She also has some pretty big tattoos, and my mom hates tattoos, so she's a little extra nervous.
Ooh, that's a good one. Melissa, yeah. What do you think?
So your mom doesn't like tattoos?
No, I have some too, and she doesn't like it. But I feel like that'll be an automatic judgment for her when she sees them. She's seen them on Facebook probably already, but hasn't said anything.
And so she hasn't said anything yet. Oh, look, I just think be yourself and let mum take care of her own disappointments and judgments about that. You know, you be you. Unless it's going to create absolute escalations, well, then you probably will need to have a chat about it. But are you really worried about it? Like, will she say something or will she play it down?
No, I'm not as much worried about that specifically, but it definitely is raising the nerves for her because it's an easy thing to be judged on. But I think my mom's not that judgmental, really.
Okay.
Thing I'd probably more be looking for advice on is just, you know, how it can be between the girlfriend and the mom. That's kind of a traditional tension that exists. It's kind of like the child bearer versus the new woman in their life. So,
Yeah, okay. Well, encouraging them to find out, you know, something that they have in common, which is you, that would be a good place to start. But finding things, you know, together that they can talk about and just make the issue of the tattoos not that important. You know, communication can come out in so many different ways and you know, they might make a fantastic connection and that won't even come up. But I just would be really encouraging it. And as I've said earlier, just have your girlfriend's back on it because she will become your new family if you guys stay together. So it's important to have her back as well.
Yeah, I like that, to support her. All right, well, thanks for that.
Tyler, thanks for calling. Really appreciate it.
All right, enjoy.
Melissa Ferrari, the holidays are so stressful. And if you're on the rocks with someone, if you're not feeling so good about the relationship, should you wait until after the holidays to break up with someone, or should you just like ride it out for that time where you don't want to break that person's heart in such a like sensitive time of the year and then just wait until like mid-Feb?
Look, I think that there's something inauthentic about staying with somebody, you know, even if there is a big occasion like Christmas coming up. And, you know, a lot of people may disagree with me, but I it's important to remember that they are also going to have a lot of family and friends around. And it may be actually a good time because they might be able to get some support through it as well. Mm. So I think if you're really not, you know, gelling with someone and you don't want to be with them anymore, because what can start to happen is it can be played out where you're not treating them so well, you know, a little bit of the unconscious stuff and they're starting to annoy you and, you know, you can even start to be a little bit hurtful in that way. So, you know, my advice is, you know, take care of them. I mean, if you really think that they're going to be very upset, make sure that they get the right help and everything, of course. But but just check out that they do have some support around them. But I think if you're going to break up with someone, being genuine and
just do it. For me, that's like a panic attack waiting to happen. Yeah. Just going through all of these events where you're meant to like look around and be like, these are the people in my life. These are who I care about most. And then just be like, except you, I'm breaking up with you in February. It's not a good idea.
No.
Look, hearing from you on the text line 0439 757555, my girlfriend's extended family are all yoga instructors and spiritual healers who are part-time astrologers. What do I do if they want to align my chakras? That's from Brendan from Wollongong.
Well, if you would like your chakras aligned, go ahead and let them do.
I don't think Brendan does.
Okay, so what I would be doing, you know, you know what I'd be saying? I'd be saying, you know, I've been feeling like for the past 3 months I've been in a really great space inside myself, and so I don't want to interrupt that in any way. And I know that you ladies who do this work would understand that when you're in a good place, it's good to stay there. And so I don't want to interrupt that process at all. Are you okay with that?
I love that answer. Very, very diplomatic, Melissa. Thank you so much. Look, we're going to have to move on, unfortunately. But Melissa Ferrari, thank you so much for joining us on The Hookup. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me here. It's been fun.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Is there a topic that you'd love to hear us cover? Let us know. Send an email to thehookup@abc.net.au.